Brought to you by Hyundai. Experience the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Welcome to the official Lost podcast hosted by ABC.com. As this six-episode arc winds down, the tension just winds up. And this week's episode, Every Man for Himself, is a Sawyer flashback, and it's a good one. That episode, of course, airs Wednesday, October 25th, from 9 to 10 p.m. Unfortunately, though, executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse could not join us today because, well, they're busy making a TV show. But fear not, we still have an interview with the actor who plays one of the two men of faith on the island, Adewale Akinyeye Agbaje. From his unpronounceable name to the enigmatic character he plays, Adewale has enchanted viewers on the screen, primarily because, as he points out, his character doesn't fit any stereotypes.
It's always tempting just to stick to a stereotype, but I think what we've seen in this character of Echo is we've seen all the dynamics, we've seen compassion, we've seen, you know, he's a very forceful person, but I think what's most endearing about him is he has a very redemptive quality, so he can commit mass murders but you can still love him. And I think probably the most rewarding is perhaps some of the stories, you know, with the brother, because it really is a love story, and to see it come out of a killer, I think that dynamic is beautiful. You know, that's what we are as humans. We're good and bad, and it's whether we still come out of that and try to search for some redemptive salvation. I think that's what's nice about the character, you know.
So I come to visit you for the first time in 3 years, and you won't hear my confession. You know, Monsignor would have said he failed to raise a proper Catholic boy.
But why waste your time confessing? It won't help you.
It won't?
No. For confession to mean something, you must have a penitent heart.
You and your guilt, Yemi. I've only done what I needed to survive. How is that a sin?
You may live far from here, but that doesn't mean I haven't heard of who you are and what you have done.
As we found out, though, some of Echo's backstory doesn't quite ring true. But as he points out, what ultimately matters is the heart of the story.
It wasn't that authentic, to be honest with you, because, you know, the particular scenario that we're depicting in 23rd Psalm of, you know, warriors or gang leaders coming and kidnapping children doesn't actually happen in Nigeria, per se. It's more the other side of Africa, Mozambique, Rhodesia, you know. You know, I mean, I think what was important was the feeling, the emotion that it was trying to convey. And so you get creative license, you know, to cut and paste, really, as it were. You know, they did use some locals that spoke Yoruba. They actually found some Nigerian locals that spoke Yoruba who did some of the ADR, which was nice. You know, it's nice to hear your native language being spoken. We're a very proud nation, Nigerians, and I think anytime we see a Nigerian coming through, as it were, you know, there's always a lot of support, and they love, you know, we depict the good and the bad, you know, in that story. You know, we had the brother that represented the righteous and Echo, who was conflicted but ultimately leans toward the good. And I think, you know, because the dimensions weren't just one-sided, I think they were very happy about that. And my people were always happy just to see you do well. And it was a greatly well-received episode, not just from Nigerians but around the world, but particularly, you know, from home. It's lovely.
Another thing that keeps Adewale interested in his character is the fact that he, or any one of his compatriots, could leave the show at any given moment.
I think that's what's interesting about the arc of the character, because, and not just his, but any character on that island, the tension never lets up. You could be gone the next day. And I think that's a reality of the show. And I think that's what makes it dynamic, because week to week you don't know who's going, who's staying, or what new foreboding mystery or foe is developing on the island. There seems to be every demon and devil on this island you've ever known. So you don't know, and who's going to get swallowed, and you know whether you will defeat that foe. And more of that is going to be appearing in season 3 for sure.
That brings us to the end of this podcast. Join us again next week as we rejoin executive producers Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse and get your fan questions answered. Well, some of them. And maybe not answered, but you know how they do it. Remember, you can submit your questions at lost.abc.com. Also, don't forget to check out the podcast for some of our other shows, including Grey's Anatomy and The Nine. All that's at abc.com, too. Every Man for Himself airs Wednesday, October 25th, from 9 to 10 p.m., only on ABC.
You're hearing the sound of America's most advanced assembly plant, but Honda and Toyota are only hearing footsteps. Because right here, Hyundai is building a better SUV. The all-new, feature-packed Santa Fe. With standard safety features like electronic stability control and 6 airbags. And the protection of America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. All for thousands less. The all-new, fuel-efficient Santa Fe. Only at Hyundai.
See dealer for limited warranty details. Safety belts should always be worn.